Thank you, Cardiff.
Joe, this is Dago.
This isn't Joe, this is Ruben.
Oh, Ruben, yeah. Okay, you're the one I want to talk to. Listen, I got Carlos here.
Okay.
Carlos cannot sign a thing because he's only a minority owner. He doesn't want to have that compromise. He's only our qualified. Let me put Carlos.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Ruben. I'm in underwriting. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and how are you doing?
Good. Nice to meet you, by the way. I don't think we've spoken before. Is that correct?
No, never.
Okay. Just, you know, I'm not the credit officer that approves the file, so let me just bring up your the file. Okay. How can I help you out?
Well, that my signature is not required.
I'm sorry?
My signature is not required.
On what? I'm confused.
On what he says, Dago? He's confused.
No, on the
why don't we put him on speaker,
yeah,
Dago?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You know, Carlos had never signed anything, any guarantee, because he's only 10% owner, because he's a qualifier for the company. He only owns 10% of the company, and he's not legally responsible for the business. For the business itself.
Right. Only the construction.
All right, let me see what your sales rep sent in here. Give me a second, if you could.
Yes.
If I don't have the answer, I'll call you gentlemen back.
Okay.
I shouldn't be required to sign that one because I have no input into the business. I'm only a qualifier for the construction. I'm not on the business side of the business. I'm on the construction side of the business. So this doesn't make any sense. Wouldn't do anything. I'm going to have your aunt and your mother and everybody.
All right, give me a second, gentlemen. I'm trying to pull up your file.
Yeah. Grace and I are the only ones who are legally responsible for all the contract and agreement that we signed.
Just so you know, the way that this financing works is it doesn't go under personal credit. It goes under business credit, so it's not a personal loan. These, just so you know, can you both hear me?
Yes.
So, just so you know, the funding doesn't get reported to a personal credit report. So, give me a second here. Let's see why we have this information. Give me a second. Can I keep you guys on the line while I'm working on this?
Yes.
Thanks. Appreciate that. If I don't have the answer, I'll have to let you guys go and I'll call you back at your office, okay?
Yeah. But you understand what he was explaining to you, right? He is responsible for the operation, the daily operation on the field. Okay, as a qualifier, but he's not financially, he doesn't have any financial responsibility to sign this kind of documents.
Okay.
Because it's not legally binding.
Hold on a second. Give me a second, gentlemen. So I'm pulling the file and I'm seeing everything is sent over. You know, I don't want to keep you on the line forever. Let me give you a call back. Is this the best number to reach you? The 305-8104?
Right, but you have to call us like in an hour and a half.
I'm sorry?
For me, an hour and a half.
Okay. Okay, well, I can probably figure out if you want to hold for me for the next 5 minutes, just down the line. Let's just figure this out.
Okay.
All right, so give me a second. Just got a note on it. Hold on 1 second. And who's your sales rep?
Joe.
Was he your initial sales rep?
Yes.
Were you working with a gentleman named Dave previously?
No. Joe.
Okay. All right. So... Carlos, can you hear me okay?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, so I understand your guys' concern. Your concern is we don't want someone that's a minority shareholder to sign. Is that correct?
Right. And that's
okay.
One way to say it. Yeah.
Okay.
But legally, you know.
In Florida, the qualifying agent
is not responsible.
Is not financially responsible.
Oh, okay. Well, just, you know, for business loans, I'm not a Florida legal person, but I can let you know I've actually done thousands of business loans, and I've actually had people in Florida who don't own a business who will additionally guarantee a file. So I have had people that,
understood.
You know, I've had transactions where someone's wife signs a document, even though she's not a legal owner, her husband signs a document. So we don't do anything illegal here, but I think I'm trying to figure out, because we've been working on this file for well over 4 months, it seems like, correct? Or 3 months, correct?
Right. Is there a problem in just removing my name from it?
Potentially, yeah. That's what I'm taking a look at. It's not that simple. So I don't want to be... I'm sorry?
Why?
I have to take a look at the file. I don't want to... I can't just make up an answer.
All right. You don't have
the
information.
Yeah. No, I'm not the credit officer. So here's what's going on with the file. And Dagoberto, I don't know, you know... Can I discuss openly the file, or I don't want to step anyone toes? So
yes.
It looks like this file was generated. Let's see. 26th, okay. So all three people were presented to us, it looks like, on the file. We had all three people. That's how our credit officer generated the approval. We had all three individuals. In terms of credit score, I believe Carlos's is the best credit profile, although it's not, he just so you know, Carlos, the personal, your question is on the personal guarantee page, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so just so you know, we didn't list that to make you, quote unquote, the primary signer. When I spoke to DACA, I understand you were out of the office, and so we made a separate page for you to sign. We could have had Dagoberto sign that, and you signed the first page of the contract. That page doesn't make you like the primary signer. Just so you know, that was just a separate page made for you since you were out of the office, since you didn't have to sign the rest of the contract. So
we discussed this with Joe that we the condition of the term. That's the reason when we send you back, we didn't send you this back because we told him that he was 10%, and he told me that he was okay. Because when we fill out the application, they want us to put everybody that it was in the corporation, who was named on the corporation. And Carlo is a minority owner because he's a qualifier, 10%. And
what does a qualifier mean?
Qualifier is like an engineer for the company that we can work under his license on certain area of the company. Certain activity that we develop on the field are done under his license, his professional license. But he signed an agreement that he is not responsible for any debts or anything of the company. So he excludes himself of any activity. But if you go to the state of Florida and look it up, and you're going to see that he's a member of the corporation with a 10% own. But there is an agreement where he is not legally responsible, and any contract that he signed is not legally responsible for it.
I don't know the answers here, guys. I mean, what I can do is I can research the file. My only concern is this, and I'm just here to help. Just, you know, I'm not here to hinder. We're one of the few banks in America that actually does business financing with just an application up to 150 grand. As I discussed earlier, we're not looking at this loan based on tax returns, and we are pretty lenient in the funding. On many programs, if someone's listed on the Secretary of State, they're required to sign by a credit officer regardless to move forward with funding. That's completely your choice. On this specific approval, I don't want to give you an answer that I don't know, but I'm just going to tell you my general thoughts. And you gentlemen can hear me, correct?
Perfectly. Yeah.
So here's the problem. Here's the challenge. This file was approved on May 31st. It was approved months ago. The bank, and I'm not here to push you, I'm just here to give you information. The bank statements in May and June, so if you look at the bank statement in May, you know, April was kind of weak. But the problem is now, the bank statements in June, they were very weak. There's $373 in the account at the end of the month. So here's kind of the ideas that I have. If I go back to the drawing board with the credit officer and say, hey, this person wants to be removed, I just want to walk you through a scenario of options that will happen so you can make the best decision for your business. They can potentially start asking for a lot of information. If they start re-pulling bank statements, they most likely will decline the file. They just will on this
front. Right now, the position of the company is better than it was before. If you want to, we can send a financial statement. But
I don't need financial statements. I don't need them.
I mean the bank statement. If you want to, we can send you the bank statement of the last month.
I don't want to start prying into things.
Okay,
I really don't. Because the problem. Let me speak. If you could let me speak, I'm just trying to give you options. I'm not here in sales. I'm not here to push you guys. Okay. There's been a lot of back and forth on the transaction. I'm not here to push you. I'm not in sales. But if we start getting additional information, you're saying, hey, look, the statement now looks good. Well, the statement in June looked bad. So I can't control these things. What I would tell you is this: if you are interested in moving forward with this approval, it's kind of a risk. So if we get Carlos's signature and move forward, then the file could probably fund. If we go back to the drawing board, there are no guarantees that I could give you that your funding wouldn't fall apart.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Let's then.
I can do some research on your file and kind of figure out why Carlos was signing. I can get that information. I can do my best, but I can't promise you anything. I'm not allowed to do that.
Well, Carlo will not sign, and let's try it again then.
Okay. Why?
Just cancel the whole thing.
Okay. What are you guys doing? What would you like to do? Do you want us to try to get another approval for this equipment? What other options are you guys considering?
No, the same, but only under Grace and mine, and the existing statement from the bank.
Okay, well, let's go through the credit. So Grace's credit does have some issues. Carlos, your credit, I know you said you were the victim of fraud, right?
Yes.
But that doesn't, the problem is that doesn't view on the credit report. So I think one of the strongest things is that Carlos did have some really strong credit. So I think that was helpful in the file because there were some charge-offs on the account.
I'm telling you, Carlos is not in a position to be signing on our
But can I ask why? Why he's unwilling to sign? Because all he's signing is, just so you know, is that it says that the business is the one that's signing. And if the business doesn't pay, he, you, and Grace can be held responsible.
Right.
I'm more than happy to go back. I'm just trying to give you guys options and kind of figure out what's going on. I'm not your sales rep, so I'm kind of coming in here last minute, to be honest.
Right. Well, Carlos doesn't, he will not take, I mean, that's the agreement that we have. He is not responsible for any of our financial responsibilities.
Okay, so let's walk through some options. If this approval works, if we can get him off, great. If this approval doesn't work, what are the options that you guys would like to explore?
Okay, Hold on. Giovanni. Problema? Un segundito. Como?
He's going to take that call. So what are the options? Hello?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
What I'm asking is, if this loan does fall apart based on this issue, which is fine, what other options would you like to explore?
Well, the answer is the same paperwork, the same terms, the same conditions.
If that program doesn't work, then that one.
We'll have to go somewhere else. What are the options? Because we don't know of any other options.
I mean, well, there's different programs are done in different ways. Generally, if you want, I would say send your rep over the additional bank statement so I can take a look and give you some ideas. But to be honest, there's not a lot of, from my experience, hold on one second, I'm putting some notes on this. So your sales rep will know.
So we will send a bank statement.
Yeah, but just, you know, I really don't have many programs that go above $100,000 without, and many programs, they do require 10% owners to sign. So I don't know what I can do. I can try my best, but there's no guarantees I can promise you.
Well, you're going to just try your best.
Okay, I mean, but assuming we can't fund, do you guys have backup funding to pay this vendor, this equipment that's ordered?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, but it will help me if you can do it. If you cannot do it, don't worry.
All right, well, I'd say send the additional banks to Joe, and I'll see what's available.
Yes, the bank statement.
Yeah. Okay, I'll send you the last bank statement, or the last two banks.
And I'll call you by Sakai to kind of figure this out and see what's going on, okay?
Okay, all right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.